Welcome back to Tip TV Finance. We're here with Tim Young, who's a day trader at Iondo. How are you today, Tim?
Very good, thanks, Zach.
Right. Looks like we had another dip to buy into. Is that what I'm guessing? That's what you would say, but I wouldn't want to take the put words in your mouth.
That's pretty much how I'm seeing things. Things were panning out as I'd hoped earlier in the week, in that they were in a higher trading range. The FTSE was kind of in a higher range towards the high 700s into the 7100s. But we've dipped down, you know, yesterday we dipped down below 7,000, but it was looking very oversold on the 4-hour chart. And since then it has risen up, you know, bounced up quite nicely from there. So we're back over 7,000 at the moment, at about 7,018, something like that. So yes, that's pretty much how I'm seeing it. Support seems to be holding at 7,000. And on the 4-hour chart yesterday, you know, it was pretty oversold on the stochastic, so it looked like it wanted to bounce, and it has bounced quite nicely from there.
So there's a nice little cross there in the buy cross in the stochastic window, which looks like it's worked. You also had that hammer candle there on the 4-hour chart too. So it's all there for you, really, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's funny because that was at the close yesterday, Thursday. Around about 5 o'clock, and it's just amazing how often that seems to be a buying time, that sort of Thursday. I've only really noticed it since sending the charts at that time each week, but you know, that Thursday close, now if you'd have bought that and then sold this morning, that'd have been about 40 or 50 points on the FTSE.
Yeah, well, we like to help day traders here by pointing out the patterns in the market. Looks like you found one for us, it is reasonably reliable, isn't it?
It seems to be, yeah. I think if you'd have done that every week that I've been on here, I'm pretty certain that you'd have been up, you know, nicely up on that. Obviously, you wouldn't have won all of them, but I think there's been some really nice trades. It just seems that the market likes to bottom around that sort of Thursday evening time. I don't know why that would be, but it does seem to be a repeating pattern quite often that seems to be the case. So.
Right, okay. Well, let's go on to the hourly chart if we can. More detail here. You can see the probes down to 69.40. That was the resistance in September, so it does tie up from a technical perspective.
Yeah, I think so. And I think since then, I haven't actually checked the hourly chart since then, but I'm guessing it's probably more like overbought now. But I was having a look at the daily chart as well, and that was showing quite a nice bullish candlestick yesterday. So, you know, I still think it's safer to be on the long side than the short side of this market at the moment.
Right. So. Okay. And for any pearls of wisdom for next week, I mean, are you expecting us to head back towards that record highs?
Yes. Yeah, I am. There seems to be more support here at over 7,000 than previously. I think previously we've kind of just about scraped up to 7,000 and then it's come back down again. It seems to me that there's more support going on at this level now. So yes, I'm hoping next week we're going to go back to the maybe up to about 7,100 again, but I'm hoping we're going to stay above this 7,000 figure now.
So maybe third time lucky as far as the FTSE actually breaking through 7,100 and holding up there.
Yes, I think so.
Okay, well, it's a positive message. Thank you, Tim Young, day trader at Iondo. Hopefully we'll speak to you at the same time next week.
Thanks, Zach.
Thank you. We'll be back after the break.